You're familiar with Georgetown, right? That posh neighborhood in Washington, D.C., with stately homes and cobblestone streets. Well, just steps away from all of that, there's a dirt road, a towpath, where you might find locals jogging. Over 50 years ago, it was the place where two women's stories collided. It started with a murder. October 12th, 1964.
She had been shot twice, in the head and in the back, behind the heart.
Mary Pinchot Meyer was found dead on that very same towpath. She was an artist, a woman on the verge of coming into her own.
She had everything at her disposal of the elite of the elite, and she rejected it to become an artist in a garage.
And then her life was cut short. But what happened next? That's why we're here. Just 45 minutes after Mary's death, her killer had been arrested, or so the police claimed.
If a black man is in the vicinity of a crime against a white woman, he is considered guilty before, you know, even formally charged.
Only one woman, Dovie Johnson Rowntree, would defend him.
I could make things right, I thought. And some things I have made right.
Dovie was a lawyer during Jim Crow. She wasn't allowed to drink from the same water fountains as white people. Yet in court, she was the only thing standing between a man and his execution. This is Murder on the Towpath, and I'm your host, Soledad O'Brien. We're going to take you back to the 1960s, a time of political and cultural upheaval, when society felt constantly on the brink of war, when segregation was the law of the land.
Some people saw that as a triumph, that this was the best case scenario because there wasn't a lynching or there wasn't some act of racial violence in terms of retaliation.
This is a story of two women who wanted to reach their fullest potential, even if society had very different plans for them.
There's a strenuous thing with law school. You ain't mad to nobody but your law.
We're going to take you back to that courtroom where people found themselves asking, did this man really kill Mary Pinchot Meyer?
They didn't find the gun, which was troubling.
But what most people didn't know, and what could have altered the course of this case, was that Mary had had an affair with a very powerful man.
I pledge you that we shall neither commit nor provoke aggression.
That man was John F. Kennedy. Listen and subscribe to Murder on the Towpath with Soledad O'Brien starting April 23rd on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.